welcome to the Keys to End Project Procrastination, helping your projects take flight. Now, this course is really a story about you. And if you've come here, I'm sure you have lots of projects that you want to complete or that you put on the back burner. Now, somewhere along the line, you may or may not have realized that all your ideas mostly need to become projects in order to get them out into the world. Some days you may be feeling so inspired and have so many ideas, and then you have some more, but then suddenly you may start to feel overwhelmed because you start remembering all these other projects that you have, projects from work, maybe home improvement projects, projects just to spend more time with your family. Maybe just even cleaning your house is a project. All these ideas and all these projects put together, all of a sudden you go from empowered to frightened and overwhelmed. You start feeling so anxious about the next day because you know you can't get it all done. You start feeling guilty because you can't get anything accomplished or finished. You start feeling distracted and would rather binge watch Netflix. Or you just feel plain burned out with all the ideas in your head. Just overwhelmed. Some days you may feel like you're wishing you were someone else. Maybe this guy who seems to have it all figured out, who gets everything done and still has time to spare. There's no need to be so overwhelmed and no need to be someone else. This is why you're here and I am here to help you. I'm here to help you make it happen, make your projects happen. You really have the ability to change the world. I don't say that to be cliche, but it's really true. You have the most powerful weapon in the world at your disposal, which are your ideas and projects. Some ideas have the ability to change everything forever. It may be your next project idea, but an idea is powerless if it stays inside of you. To put it bluntly, if you don't pull it out and communicate it to the world, it will die with you. Now, this course is going to stop your overwhelm so you can get those ideas and those projects out into the world. There is a great quote by Dr. Wayne Dyer, "Don't die with your music still inside of you." After all,
we are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams.
Now, I don't have a magic wand, but I believe that everything is mappable. I actually came up with that phrase for myself when I was in an elevator in New York City in my apartment building, and it came from a little 5-year-old boy. He was in the elevator with his mother, and there were some other neighbors. And he looked up at me, and he looked at our other neighbor, and he's like, "You're my neighbor, and you're my neighbor." Then he looks at his mom, and he looks all confused that there could be so many neighbors in the building. And he looks up at me again, looks up at her, and he goes, "I think I'll draw a map." From that day, it made me think, if we can know where we are and know where we're going, we can accomplish anything. Now, know that completing projects isn't always easy. I'm going to be teaching you these secrets, techniques, strategies to get your projects out and accomplished and to contribute to a more fulfilling life for yourself. But you got to understand, we're in a relationship here, and I need you to be all in, and I need you to do your 50%, and I'll do my 50%. This means you do all the exercises and watch all the videos and take it all in. I'm going to teach you what I know. Try it on for size and see if it fits. But if you don't do your 50% at all, this course won't help you. I hope this course will be your map. Now, this course is broken up into 3 sections: ideas and discovery, chaos to order, and doing and executing. And like I said, I hope this course becomes a map for you. Now, to me, I like to think that the word MAP is an acronym for Mad Action Plan. This course hopefully will become a plan for you going forward for all your projects. where I got mad action plan is since high school, I had had a mad scientist book. This is actually an image of the actual notebook I've had for so many years. And anytime I've had an idea or plans, I've put it inside this book. And that is part of the reason I've gotten so many projects to completion over the years in both my work and personal life. So I'm here to take you and guide you on an adventure of taking your projects and ideas and actually making them real. Now, where this course came from is four different places. And I asked you guys what you needed, and you said, personal projects. How do I get my projects done? How do I get my projects done? That's what I kept getting asked. So that is the first place it came from. The second place is just me mushing together years of project management experience from over 193 countries and over 32 different industries that I've had the experience of working with and getting my own personal projects done. It also came from my niece Cordelia. She had always been doing her own little things. She had been in Special Olympics, and this was actually a, quote, project that I did with her. I played Elsa for her school Christmas event. We unfortunately lost our little Cordelia at 10 years of age a few weeks ago, and she was always doing so many things and involved in so many activities, so this course is also tribute to her. And the last and final place that it came from was, oddly enough, the Mother of Dragons. When I had first started going back and forth from New York City into the New Jersey, Philadelphia area, someone on social media had said that my photos look like Khaleesi. Now, at the time, I had never watched Game of Thrones, and I had no idea who Khaleesi was, but after some research and actually watching the show, it got me thinking when I started to put this course together. And like Khaleesi does in the show, raising dragons from an egg into big dragons that fly around, and it's her journey of raising these dragons. I want this to be your journey of taking your projects from little ideas and little eggs to big flying dragons, but hopefully along the way you'll learn to enjoy the ride. Again, know that getting all your projects done isn't always going to be easy. I have a little saying and it goes like this: it's not always going to be easy, and that's okay, just start anyway.